So today's show, the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show coming up shortly, is going to be a flashback almost entirely, all the way back to October 21st, 1999. It was a lengthy and tumultuous Huff meeting today, although one of the better meetings, I would say. At least that's what some of the Huff members said, in spite of a lot of conflict, different disagreement, and yet a lot of also mutual support. It was quite a mix. Probably more about that and the outcome of the meeting on Sunday. But first, our theme song.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And on Sunday, we also hope to be following up on the Mountain Community Resource Center behavior toward those a few homeless folks who make their way to the center's overhang at night and try to shelter themselves from the rain and wind, and have been confronted with threats as a consequence. At least that's been the partial response. Not in the last few days, which seemed to give some hope. But we're going to find out there apparently, it's a little unclear. The sheriffs reportedly came down today, Thursday, the 26th of January, and they told Everett, the individual I spoke with a few hours ago, that he either had to move all of his stuff, his tent, his dog, his mat, or be arrested for trespass and have his property confiscated, and he predicted his dog taken to the pound. So I'm going to try to get a hold of him right now and see if I can get an update, because the sheriff said he would be back in an hour, and I want to see if that actually happened. So unfortunately, I couldn't get through to Everett or to Helga, who he occasionally communicates with regularly, actually. He and Eric are both regularly in touch with Helga of Felton. I'm going to hope to have more information about this on the Sunday show, and we are in fact planning a response. We voted for a response today at the Huff meeting. If the Mountain Community Resource Center continues harassing the folks there without any kind of appreciation of their situation and their need for some elementary not luxury shelter, but just not driving them away and calling the police when the Mountain Resource Center is claiming to be resourceful and resource-focused for the community. And, of course, the homeless folks there are a part of the community. But what you're going to be hearing now is a flashback to October 21st, 1999, as I mentioned before. What it covers is a number of items. There's the issue of youth counselor Jerry Henry, sort of a hippie-esque kind of guy, I would call him, who would counsel youth and sort of assist them. He was both a figure in Santa Cruz, and I also ran into him at the Rancho Del Mar Shopping Center in Aptos, when it was actually still a shopping center, not just sort of a large Safeway complex, hadn't been taken over by corporate interests entirely, which drove out most of the small businesses in the last decade. But he was being pursued by the sheriff's department for insisting on his right to be in a public space in the shopping center area and chat with young people there, and also protest the behaviors of some of the stores. And you're going to be hearing about that. Then you're going to be hearing Aaron Birch and his colleague, who are white separatists, some would call them Nazis, who ultimately Aaron was convicted of assaulting one or more homeless guys. And he also had a dispute with protesters who were supporting Amumia Abu-Jamal, the African-American activist convicted, wrongly many feel, of murder in Philadelphia in a rigged trial. And there was also a death penalty decision about that time in 1999, which prompted protest. And there were protesters where Birch and others were kind of engaging in debate, and I recorded a lot of it. You also get to hear a discussion of violence against the homeless at that time. There was another situation that was happening. The Santa Cruz Five trial was beginning. Those are the five individuals arrested in largely peaceful demonstrations against Bill Clinton. That's a Führer Bill, you know, the president of the United States, his bombing of the Serbians in the spring of 1999, and there was police repression of a protest that happened there. And Vinnie Lombardo, who is also Free Radio Santa Cruz's V-man, both a savvy technical supporter and a commentator, he faced, along with four others, trial. And I guess Steve Argue is a part of that group as well. There's a lot of discussion about that. You're going to hear an interview with Patches. Patches was a homeless woman who writes about the trials and tribulations of trying to get health care. It was a pretty horrible scene. Reverend John Phillips' Rainbow Cross walk to San Francisco on behalf of diversity. And a report from activist Becky Johnson. I used to call her Beggarbacker Becky, who was also a member of the Homeless Service Center at that time. It was a newly formed group that had evolved out of the Homeless Community Resource Center and the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. And there was a concern about violence, protection from violence against the homeless. So that's what you're going to be hearing at the October 21st, 1999 flashback. And here it is. Oh, a caution. The musical portions are somewhat distorted, so you may want to turn them down a bit when they come up. And there are some uneven voice levels for the interviews, too, although they're generally pretty good, pretty clear. I think they're historically interesting, and I'm now going to play them.